We are following several dramatic stories around the world today. Cuban President Fidel Castro says he's quitting. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is absorbing news that his party in Pakistan's parliament has apparently suffered a defeat in this week's elections. And in Africa, President Bush has traveled to Rwanda. He has spent much of his tour of Africa so far showcasing the benefits of U.S. aid, but in Rwanda, the president focused on the legacy of genocide. NPR's Gwen Tompkins is traveling with the president.
It is virtually impossible to come to this nation and not look for signs of its morbid past. Rwanda's 1994 genocide, in which more than 800,000 people were slaughtered in about 100 days, is an episode that, in the telling, can still chill the blood. This morning, along the palm tree-lined streets of the city, people stood quietly under umbrellas and beneath a canopy of oleander trees, waiting for the President of the United States. Mr. Bush scheduled only a few hours in Rwanda to talk with President Paul Kagame and to lay a wreath at the Kigali Memorial Center, which features mass graves, a wall of names of the dead, photographs, video, and written accounts of what happened.
It reminds me that we must not let these kind of actions take place.
Rather than sidestep its past, Rwanda has found a way to share it with the world as a reminder that this sort of violence has happened both before and since. And perhaps in keeping with this theme, Mr. Bush began the day in Tanzania talking about a newly independent Kosovo.
The independence of Kosovo is an historic step for the Balkans region. It presents an opportunity to move beyond the conflicts of the past and toward a future of freedom and stability and peace.
Mr. Bush has long said he owes President Kagame thanks for dispatching peacekeepers to Darfur, Sudan, where the U.S. says a genocide is taking place against black Sudanese who have been terrorized by government-backed Arab militia. The president also came to sign a direct investment pact with Rwanda. He ends the day in Ghana. But before leaving this place, it is worth mentioning that the press is filing its stories from the Hotel des Mille Collines, otherwise known as the Hotel Rwanda, where so many took shelter during the genocide and where so many were killed. Perhaps as a testament to the nation's efforts to heal itself by accepting its past, this is still a 4-star hotel. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Kigali, Rwanda.